name is Yi Bo, and I'm the moderator for tonight's lecture event. We are very honored to have Professor Wu among us here in the China Institute. My pleasure to tell you about Professor Wu's remarkable achievements, both in the academic and in the real world. I sometimes think this discussion will open political strategies and practitioners. And again, those of self, conservative, revolutionists, and they are bound to think his actions and how they will be
attention from the very beginning, because if you lose something, if you miss some concept or theory, afterwards it will be a little bit difficult to catch the meaning of that. So, first of all, we need to understand that international relations, it is Western discipline. You could ask me, what does it mean, Western discipline, Western science? But now, in the present situation, we should be very careful, because knowing what is the postmodernism, what is modern critics, what is modern anthropology, we should carefully distinguish what is Western, because often the Western science, Western approach tries to impose itself as universal one. It is imperialist aspect of the Western mind. It is racism implicitly present in any kind of Western thought. Western thought is ethnocentric, and more than ethnocentric. It doesn't recognize itself as ethnocentric. And this kind of implicit racism is worse than explicit racism. Because Western liberals say, we are defending universal values. When we ask them, what do you mean by universal values? They begin to explain Western values as universal. Individualism, libertarianism, progress, materialism, and no place for metaphysics, for spirit, no belief in soul, on afterlife, and in any senses, that is Western, product of Western civilization, historical product, that pretends to be universal. So, when we forget that international relations, as well as many other science, almost all science we are studying in university, are Western, we are losing very important aspects. So we are falling in the trap to regard this discipline, the theory, the science, as something universal. We need always remember we are dealing with the Western vision in international relations more than elsewhere. More. Because that is Western vision of how things are. And if we, above all in China or in Russia today, if we consider ourselves the subjects of the history, not the simple objects of the history done by others, we need to always remember this distinction. That doesn't mean that we should refuse Western science, or should resist against Western science, or should ignore Western science. That doesn't mean that we need always, always remember that it is Western ethnocentric vision. But maybe very nice, maybe very bad. We need a kind of theoretical Chinese wall in epistemological field. So when you stop some internet connections on the border of your country, you are trying to make a distinction what is wrong and what is possible for Chinese culture. The same wall we need established in the epistemological deals with state as subject. It's very important. In the name of this science, of this discipline, there is nation. Nation, in Western understanding, is political body. So the West thinks in politics in terms of national states. That is normative, after Westphalian peace, normative attitude. So nation is national state. Nation, it is not the people or ethnic group. International relations are relations between the states. What kind of states? Modern states. Modern Western states. First principle is here very, very important. So when we are dealing with the concept of the state, we are dealing with historical Western concept of how